Hello, no one is available.
Hello?
Hello, Ralph. This is Mark Boersma.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. We got fresh snow. You know, getting ready to go skiing.
Nice. It's like every time I talk to you, you're skiing out there skiing. Good for you.
Yeah, well, it was almost spring or summer. It was 65 degrees for a few days. Now, all of a sudden, it's 31 and lots of snow. So I'm going to go for my last hurrah.
There you go. There you go. Did you have a few minutes this morning or not?
Not very many.
Okay.
Got to get changed and go pick up my son-in-law.
Gotcha. Well, I just have one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you deal with leaders who are really arrogant?
Who, like Trump?
No, he's obvious. These are good Christian leaders that are really humble and, you know, and they don't realize they're arrogant. They don't realize they're defensive. They think they're really good leaders, but maybe not nearly as good as what they think. So they're very unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas?
Well, if they're Christians, the gospel deals with that pretty straightforwardly.
Okay.
And Jesus had to deal with that with his disciples, who all of a sudden were turning into politicians. Hey, I want to be Minister of Defense. I want to be Secretary of State. The two disciples who wanted to be
right.
Big deals.
Right.
You're very familiar with the passage, and most every Christian is.
Right.
And there's reams written on servant leadership.
Right.
From a Christian point of view.
Right.
And, you know, if that's their problem, really, first of all, leadership, particularly in this day and age, requires constant continuing education.
What do you mean by continuing education?
Okay, professionalism means that you are in a mode of continuous improvement, not just for those underneath you, but for you yourself. And that means staying up to date, not only with learning, but executing best practices in your profession.
Gotcha.
And I don't think anybody disagrees with that. And so we in C12 have always emphasized that you need to spend the first hour and a quarter with the Lord.
Gotcha.
And the last 15 minutes of that is 15 minutes a day of professional reading. Because God requires excellence. And a leader needs to recognize that they're working for the Lord, that they have a boss. That's the thing that curbs arrogance. But when they begin to think that they are the boss and they already know everything they need to know, then that's what generates arrogance.
Gotcha.
And so they need to have that habit of spending the first hour with the Lord. That reduces arrogance. And that 15 minutes a day is, you know, I spent a year last year with Peter Drucker. Very, very valuable. And he was the most humble of leaders, and he was the mentor for Rick Warren, the mentor for Bob Buford, was a very godly man, and yet he is really the guru of the secular MBA.
Hmm.
So you can point them in that direction. That'll take some of their arrogance off.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a fun and safe time skiing today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Ralph. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.